Mornings, David Lee Roth on 92.3 Free FM.
Some gon' get you.
Some gon' get you, baby.
Some gon' grab you.
Some gon' grab you, baby.
Some gon' get by the bushes and grab you.
Jump up and grab you like animal, baby.
Hold out on me.
Whole lot of animal.
You're a faster. Some gon' grab you.
Some gon' grab you.
Some gon' jump out the bushes and grab you. Some gon' grab you.
Some gon' grab you, baby.
You need to stay and grab you.
Just Roth Radio gonna grab you.
Yeah, yeah. Can you keep on running?
Get a baby, so.
Keep on running from my heart. Keep on running, yeah. Some folks say that you're really, really fine.
All you want to be is just a friend of mine. But I know, yes I know, baby,
the man with the future. And you'll be sad real soon. Yeah.
Some of them,
keep on running.
Run, give me some solo, baby, yeah.
Keep on running from my love. Running from my love. Some folks say that you're really, really fine, but all you wanna be is just a friend of mine.
But I know, yes, baby,
I'm gonna get you, yeah. Well,
someday. Roth Radio, baby, go.
Why do you think it's
a
okay, everybody's up. I sense there's activity on the highway. The air is full of flare. The grapevine is shooting off sparks 40 meters long. I'm going to warn the interns, watch out for the phones on this next topic. Animal.
Yes, sir.
On behalf of all African Americans.
Okay. I'll follow you so far.
Are black people better athletes than white? Because I'm hearing all over the television, all over the radio, there's a constant argument and whatnot. Are you, in fact, doing us a service by not competing in the Winter Olympics because you would dominate that like you did basketball and you would dominate that like football? Are you doing us a service by not competing in soccer? Because if anybody who looked even remotely like you came at me with a hockey stick, I don't care what country I was representing. It would become about me and leaving you. What do you think?
Well, you know, you have to, it's like, I guess it's a 50-50 thing, and all depends on what sport it is. But, you know, you could say that we are better athletes because, you know, I guess it had something to do with slavery. We just knew how to run fast.
Now, so is this genetically imprinted, or is this a tradition?
Well, it's genetically for me and a lot of more big guys because, like, I'm going to tell you a little story. The reason why that I think I'm so fast, when I was a kid, we had a next-door neighbor. He had a peg leg. And he used to try to catch me. He had this hole in the side of his peg leg because that's where you oil it at, right? But like when you pick it up and down, it's a piece of metal go across it. So he called me up there. He used to call me Peanut. I don't know why. He said, come here, Peanut. Want some candy? I was like, yeah. He said, stick your hand in that hole and I'll give you some candy. So, you know, I'm a kid. I stuck my hand in the hole and he picked his leg up and that piece of metal came across and caught my finger in his leg. So I started running, man. It freaked me out. And then, you know, like when I was a kid, you know, we didn't have no refrigerator or ice box, so we had to get our food fresh. And my mother would send me to the store to get dinner. And every day he tried to catch me, I always got the dinner home to mama. He never could catch me, not again, man.
Okay, stop the music. turn him off there for 1 second. Turn these guys off there for 1 second. Once again, this is Animal's house. We just live here, man. There's no way I can compete with that. We can talk about the ports. We can talk about abortion. You can talk about the president. You can bomb Iraq. Nothing's going to compare with that. But it makes perfect sense to me, and that's what's terrifying. Just play some music. I got to think about that.
Try it.
Okay, that's better than reading the weather, right? That's better than reading the sports scores, right? Who cares about traffic? Now you know why black people are faster. Or at least, you know, immediate relatives. Johnny, calling from New Jersey. I see phones already blistering here. Johnny, you're on Roth Radio. You want to wrestle with me? Wait a minute. Hold on. Do you want to wrestle with me or animal?
I'll take you both on, man. I'm a fearless kind of guy.
Okay, Johnny. What's cooking? Tell me about your thoughts on this.
I've had some colored friends who we've gone to the mountains and they've had, you know, attempted skiing, and it just wasn't their sport, you know? And at the pond in the wintertime, ice skating, it just wasn't something that they were into. Those type of sports, they don't excel in, or I think they would go for it, and they'd be attempting to excel at them. They're not cutting us a break just because they're being nice. It's something that it's not their thing.
So what do you think? Is black people genetically just better at sports, or is it a tradition? I'm wondering if Jewish people are smarter, or if it's just a tradition to take a paperback to the beach instead of a football. What do you think?
It has more with training, and I don't say it's so much genetically as far as environmentally. You know, brought up in that. You know, if you got a calculator and an abacus and a pen and a piece of paper and you're there 12 hours a day calculating figures, you're gonna, after a while, it's gonna click. You know, if you're on the court playing basketball 6-8 hours a day, after a while, it's gonna click. I mean, if you really don't have it, not at all, it'll never click. But for most people, I've put in a bit of time and you're gonna.
Okay,
have,
well, Johnny, how come I can't dance?
Did you really try a lot, Dave? I've seen you dance.
I think it's
a few times.
I think it's genetic. I've had expert tutoring. It's no good. I am to dancing what American Bandstand is to the theory of evolution.
I can't break dance, but I'm Polish, so I can do a polka, man. The brothers who are doing polkas, you know?
Stop him before he polkas again. Thanks for calling, Johnny. 866-313-3733. Animal. Hold on. Get his mic there. Go ahead.
Yeah, that call, I definitely agree with him. You got to spend time in it and stuff, you know, because if you notice all the courts, you know, it's mostly black kids out there playing. I don't see too many white kids out there, but if they was out there, he's right. If they keep practicing the game, that would be just as good as a black guy, I think.
Yeah, see, but listen to that, just as good as a black guy. And the best compliment that you can give a kid like Sean White, his age group today, is you play like a black guy.
Yeah.
Okay, now answer this. Do you think it's because of the cold?
That's got a lot to do with it, because we definitely cannot stand cold weather, man. I know I can't. I'm living proof of that. I can't wait to get to L.A. for a little while to get my blood thinned back out. I don't even wear thermals no more. My skin done thicken up a little bit. When I first got here, I was wearing thermals, dog. It was rough on me.
Where do you find thermals big enough to wear?
I had them made, special made, man.
I'm not kidding. Really? Where did you get them? Did you really get them special made?
Well, they gave me the biggest ones they had, and they were still kind of tight.
This is Animal's House. Do you like the snow? Now that you're here, now that it's freezing cold and stuff, because
it's okay. You know, I can live with it. I done been in snow before when I was with Bone. I got caught in a snow blizzard down in Cleveland one time, and I got sick as a dog, man. I mean, I was really barking.
See, I gotta raise the question. Are Eskimos built for the snow, and you're just now? When was the last time you went to South Beach and ran into an Eskimo? When was the last time you went to Fairbanks, Alaska? I'm afraid to ask Animal because you know he flew there with Slash in a helicopter one day with Eazy-E, and they landed for the Eric B. and Rakim gig, and he met President Clinton. I'm afraid to ask because he ends the paragraph every time. But the last time you went to Fairbanks, Alaska, when's the last time you ran into a Navajo? No, I'm just, you don't transfer like that. I'm wondering if this is genetically imprinted, right? I'm Jewish. It's genetically imprinted to move to Miami at the age of 65, I think, or Acapulco. I'm going to Acapulco. Give me number 10. Hutch, dial him in there. Roth Radio. You're talking to David Lee Roth. Don't forget davidleeroth.com is the bomb. Go ahead, Greg. You're calling from West Palm Beach?
Yeah, how you doing, David?
Excellent, my friend. How are you this morning?
Oh, good. Listen, I just wanted to make a comment on the issue you were talking about the African Americans being better athletes.
Well, I certainly raised the question.
I kind of think, not necessarily they're a better athlete. I mean, I don't think, running or jumping or their actual movement, which, they're obviously better runners and better jumpers, but I mean, in order to be a good athlete,
isn't that a racist statement? Didn't Jimmy get a Greek lose his job over a statement like that? I heard some of the other fellas.
I didn't say anything like that.
No, I heard some of the fellas talking on one of the other radio shows, and I was curious about it. They were talking about a comment that Jimmy the Greek gambler or whatever, had made.
I remember that years ago.
And what was the comment? Do you recollect what the comment was? Share that with us. Reacquaint us.
Something about slavery was involved. I was only about 10, I think, at the time.
Okay, but it was something about a genetic predisposition or whatever, and he got himself canned. I see a lot of nervous looks looking through the window here as far as even the subject matter.
I don't think it's anything genetic. I mean, it does seem like they do excel, they're faster runners and they're better jumpers and leapers. I mean, that's common sense. But I think to be a great athlete, I mean, you need to be able to, and like in basketball, you need to be able to have coordination to shoot the ball, or you need to be able to throw a ball in baseball or hit the ball.
Yeah, but that's all icing on the cupcake, man. That's icing on the cupcake. You either got the cake or you got no cake. I'm asking you if chocolate cake is the best.
If you can't get to first base, you're not going to be able to steal that base.
Spoken like a true Little League coach, but let's go back to Animal. Animal, would you like to reacquaint him with the reality that is yours?
Oh, man. I'm going to drink some more Red Bull, man.
Is that a racist comment that black people are better runners and jumpers? Or do you take that as a compliment?
No, man, I take it as a compliment, man. Because like many years ago, we wasn't into sports. And then we finally got a chance to get in it. So therefore, we're going to try to stay in it because we've never been in it before. That's just my personal view on things and stuff. Because like me, I used to date white girls when I was in high school, and I had problems with it. But when I became a great football player, they kind of left me alone because I was packing the house. So, I don't know if it was because I was a great football player that they left me alone or whatever, but that's true spit, So and then I started, getting the sponsors and stuff on what college to go to and all that kind of stuff. So it kind of worked out for me, though. So
it sounds like it worked out beautifully, and
yes,
now you're at the top of the hottest seat in radio.
Yes, sir. I'm riding with D-Roll, man. Never thought that would ever happen. I remember the first time I even saw a video of you, man. It was like I was into the guitar, that Eddie was playing, and all of a sudden I saw this guy flying across the stage on cables, and now he's my best friend. How did that happen?
Small world till they lose your luggage. Huh? Take another call here, 866-313-3733. The grapevine is shooting off sparks 40 meters long, alarmingly early in the program.
How about Jack, Dave?
How about a little Jack, huh?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's like when I heard that song title from Bruce Springsteen, 41 Shots. I thought, wow, sounds like a good school night to me. Whoever, whenever, however.
Jack,
you're on.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jack. What do you think about this subject?
Well, actually, I've seen studies. I don't know if I heard it on the radio or saw it on TV, but I've seen where they've said that actual people of African descent have better muscular structure. We have a lot of supporting muscle groups that white people just don't develop that black people do, and allows them to run faster, jump higher, do all those kinds of things. So there is some genetic proof that they are better athletes.
You mean like when I embarrass Sasha, my intern, on Mondays and Wednesdays, and she makes that that little noise, and I don't have the muscle that does that?
Right.
Well, I think what you're talking about is fast twitch and slow twitch muscles.
Right.
That's muscle groups.
And a lot of slow twitch. twitch.
And you're saying that white people have the slow twitch?
Well, the black people develop the slow twitch muscle fibers a little bit more. They just have all these supporting muscle groups that white people just don't develop. You can't go to the gym and work them. It's just something that grows stronger for people of African descent.
Ah, because if you saw Animal, you'd know he has muscle groups even black people don't have.
Right.
Thanks for calling. I'm wondering if there's like a doctor or somebody out there who can actually put us wise to that kind of information, because I've read that before as well. And that may well have been what Jimmy the Greek was reflecting on. And, you know, he ran into the wall, the bulwark of political correctness or whatever. But you don't dial into David Lee's Tiki Bunker where the debris meets the sea for politically correct. This is an issue that people discuss all the time. Okay. I know the audience. I know every single one of you listening to me right now. That's it. Don't reach for the volume. And this is a subject that comes up constantly, especially for people like us who like sports, guys who come from a sporting bias. Obviously, this isn't a radio gang here. So dial us in. 866-313-3733. Next up plays. Who do we got, Hutch?
Alvin!
Good morning.
Alvin.
How you guys doing this morning?
Excellent, Alvin. What do you think on this subject? You got a thought?
Yeah, there's actually a theory out there that the reason why people of African descent are so athletic is because they were bred by the slave traders for over 200 years.
So this is like a hybrid thoroughbred Seabiscuit Santa Anita racetrack approach to racial profiling.
Exactly.
Well, I guess the issue then is, do you believe it?
I guess it would be possible. I mean, if any type of race or anything like that has the strongest bred with the strongest and the biggest with the biggest, eventually it's going to come out. They said that the traders actually thought it was going to come out sooner than it did, and that's why we're seeing it now.
Okay, Animal?
I think I know the book he's talking about. It's called the Willie Lynch book. Is that the book you're talking about? The Willie Lynch? Because I read something in there like that, how they would like me, man, I probably wouldn't even worked in the fields. I'd have been breeding women all if I was a slave, you know, because I would put out big babies, you know. That's very true, because it's called the Willie Lynch story or something like that.
Okay, wait 1 second. I'm going to race you, Animal. We're going to put this now to the test. We're going to finally put this issue to rest. Keep the calls coming in. Animal, I'm going to race you from where you are right now. I'm going to stand over here right next to you. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to race you to the end of the commercial. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go!
David Lee Roth, 92.3 Free FM.
Keep on running. Keep on running from my love.
Running, baby.
Keep on running.
Keep on running, babe.
Keep on running from my love.
Say that you're really, really fine. All you wanna be is just a friend of mine. Cause I know I'm gonna get you. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Go, go.
Why do you keep running, running?
Okay, let's settle down. Don't you love this music in the background? That's Harry Connick. It sounds like a grade B 1952 striptease kind of thing where the chick is a little chunky in the legs, you know, and she's got them big chunky shoes and she's kind of throwing it around. You love that, don't you, Animal?
Yes, I do.
Now, is that genetic? Is that also genetically imprinted?
You know, Dave, I think it has something to do with their butt muscles, because when I was young, I always wondered how white guys hold their pants up. They never had nothing to hold it up. And they got big booties, and I think that's where the muscles come from.
Do you think Lisa Gastineau, who's coming up as one of our guests here at about 8:45, has that kind of a booty?
I should hope so.
Okay, because she holds up her end of the bargain. I wonder.
Like the Williams sister. You see how she move on the tennis court with all that junk in her trunk?
You have no interest in tennis whatsoever. Come on,
no,
man.
No, I don't have. Well, no, I'm a big McEnroe fan because I just love to watch him cuss everybody out. And matter of fact, he just played a double this weekend, last weekend, and won.
And did he cuss him out?
Yes, he did.
So do you think that that's genetic?
I think so.
Okay, we have a doctor. He's from West Palm Beach. Put on number five there, Hutch. And let's see, are black people built to be better athletes? Is that a genetic thing, or is that a conditional thing, or am I just out of my rocker and this is a crazy conversation that virtually everybody, all of you listening to me, have always had at least one of? You know, everybody's discussed this. And here we go. Dr. Jeff, you're on.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, my friend. How are you?
How are you today?
Okay, what do you want to weigh in on this subject? What can you share with us? Go ahead.
Well, it's interesting. It's one of those taboo subjects that nobody wants to talk about, you know?
We do. Go ahead.
I have taught anatomy, and I've dissected a lot of folks in gross anatomy classes and for the students and for ourselves. And, you know, I've got to observe a lot of people of various races and trying to be as objective as possible when you're comparing apples to apples and mesomorphic to mesomorphic and endomorphic to endomorphic. For the benefit of the listeners, that's people with larger frames and smaller frames and similar heights. You can observe a demonstrable difference between African Americans and Caucasian Americans. It's not as huge as people like to think it is.
Nevertheless, and when you're winning races by 1/1000th of a second and careers are decided by the instant of a photo flash or whatever, those kinds of differences make an amazing million-dollar impact on an athlete's career and what they go on to become afterwards here. So what basic differences, doctor, are you seeing there?
There is a demonstrable difference in development of muscles, and I'm not commenting on fast and twitch.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Stop. 1 second.
Red groups and white groups. I'm not talking about a microscopic anatomy. I'm just talking about in development for the same amount of time. If you were to put in general one African American and one white American from a completely out of any kind of shape, if you were to start them on a similar program, probably the African-American athlete would get there quicker and might keep it a little more quickly.
Interesting call. And how long have you been a physician in this kind of a pursuit, Doc?
About 20 years.
Okay, that's a respectable distance.
I do not mean it in any way in a prejudicial manner.
No, absolutely not. And as you were talking about superior development, and Animal was pointing down to something there underneath the table. And that's we're not asking that question. Are we Animal?
No.
That's just a given.
I'm not really going to comment.
Talk to us about fast twitch.
That's a nice advantage, too.
No, totally. What is the difference between fast twitch and slow twitch muscles?
Well, the so-called red and white fibers, these are the fibers that are used for quick energy, which are like your biceps muscles and your arms. They're mostly comprised of red fast twitch muscles, and the larger ones along your spine that hold you up, that you do not have to think about as much. The more involuntary muscles, those are more of the slow twitch ones.
So who's got more of which ones?
I don't know that. I'm not a physiologist. I think the amount is more or less the same. It's just better development for some reason, whether it's genetic, whether it's...
It is what it is. It's there. You're seeing it.
For whatever reason, however it got there, it's there. And that's a nice thing to have.
There you go. Dr. Jeff, thanks for giving us a call. Basic warm.
Appreciate it. Big fan. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Hey, I told you, all kinds of folks are listening in and out here. Basic morphology.
I think I know how it got there, Dave.
Who got what where? Go ahead.
I think I know how them red spots got there. Came from a whip many years ago. I can say that.
All right. Lisa. Lisa is the nurse. Maybe she's examined something that we haven't been made familiar with yet. Go ahead, Lisa. You're on.
Dave.
Sweetie, talk to us. What kind of a nurse are you?
I'm an OR nurse since 98.
You're an OR nurse since 98, and where do you work? You work local? Are you like New York, Jersey, something?
I'm in Jersey.
Okay. And?
And sociology class. We learned it takes 10 generations for a dominant gene to form. You know, like in Russia with the kings and queens, hemophilia was predominant after breeding, you know, with their cousins that had that dominant gene. You know, it was a recessive gene and it became dominant. The same with African Americans. When back then, they bred them to be stronger. You know, they took the bigger guys and bred them with the bigger women to have stronger, longer-lasting people out in the field, you know?
Sure.
It definitely makes sense.
And does that work for brain power? Like if animal mated with you, and would the child wake up with your brains and his looks?
I don't know. Because his brains and my looks, I don't know what would happen.
Either way, it's bound to be commercially viable. So let me ask you this, nurse. Yes. Nurse Lisa. When they're passed out, do you look under the covers?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you do, huh? And so do you think that this is a genetic thing and that this is something that's kind of built into the system and that black people have a little bit of an advantage? Or is this just a method of growing up in a given neighborhood?
No, I think it's definitely an advantage. Actually, looking under the covers, yes, that's an advantage, too.
God bless your filthy little imagination, Lisa. Call us back again when you got a little bit more time. 866-313-3733, DavidLeeRoth.com. We get all kinds of interesting stuff. Those last calls there were really clever. Those are really smart people. And here's another one who's kind of smart in a whole nother way. This is from George, New York. It's an email. Hi, Dave. Earlier in the show, you asked one of your show's staff to make a facial expression. I asked Brian, I think it was, to make a face. And you asked them to turn down the music, assuming that we would be able to see his expression. But guess what, Dave? We still could not see his face. And that is because, and this is in bold cap letters, it is radio, Dave. Radio, not television. Ah. David Lee's Tiki Bunker, where the debris meets the sea. And all share breakfasts with me. Knock it off. Knock it off. Okay, let's go to Leo right here. He's coming out of Florida. Leo.
Yes.
Are you a sports person?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and what are you seeing on your screen, Leo?
On my screen?
Yeah, what do you see? Are blacks a little bit ahead of the game?
I just wanted to comment on Jimmy the Greek's remarks.
What was the remark? Please share what the remark was first before you go ahead and...
His claim was basically what Lisa just touched on as far as blacks being better athletes as a result of institutionalized breeding during slavery.
And that's what you think is the case right there?
No, I have no idea if that's reality or not. That's just what got him canned.
Okay, but he said that, exactly what we're talking about, and
right.
He stated it as a believed fact,
right.
And that's what got him canned,
right.
Huh?
Right.
Interesting.
Exactly.
Did he ever get a job back? Did he ever wander back into the broadcast industry, or was he exiled?
I think he just hung out with Pete Rose and did a lot of gambling.
No, I think that was Gretzky's wife, my friend, but thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We love the ambition. You don't actually have to say anything meaningful, as long as you're ambitious. 866-313-3733. Two of the guys from upstairs just last Friday, they sat me down and they said, Dave, one of them went literally like this. First one said, Dave, I honestly think you're saying the phone number a few too many times in a given show. And the other one said, well, to tell you the truth, I think you should say it a few more times during a given show. And then they both turned to me and said, but it's just a thought. You think that's genetic? Because I absolutely do. I don't want to talk about it, but I do. Roth Radio, New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. Hit the phones, man. You can do Stevie Wonder in Heavy Turbulence style. Just jab anywhere and you'll hit something. Go ahead.
John in Jersey.
John's in Jersey.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
John, I'm excellent today. How about yourself?
Pretty good. I just wanted to comment on this. I think it's actually a combination of things. Genetically, you can't say that there isn't genetics involved because obviously there are people who are born smarter who are born with certain natural athletic ability.
Yeah, and after listening to some of Animal's stories in my 8-week broadcast career, I realize who's smarter now. Thanks for reminding me.
and on top of that, if I met Animal in a bar, he could tell me anything he wanted, and I'd probably think he was a genius.
Well, he's our new director of port security, and his department is called the "You're in Deep Stuff Now, Mofo." Okay. Before, go ahead.
But I think the other factor is that you can't, I really don't think you can dispute, is that there's a socioeconomic factor. The larger percentage of white people or white kids have higher educations. And realistically, when you look at things, you know, white kids usually are pushed to, you know, become doctors, lawyers, businessmen, what have you.
Good point.
But some African American children don't have that advantage in a lot of cases, and they look to sports to make perhaps their way to better themselves or become something. And it, just to prove a point, I heard a story like a week or two ago where where mothers who were having children were giving their children certain names that sounded good in case they ever became professional athletes.
Ah, it's sort of like the moms around Upper East Side who call their girls Tiffany in preparation for the runway.
Exactly.
Okay,
so
I'll tell you.
I think there's a combination of factors involved.
I agree with you. But just to put things to rest, thanks for giving us a call here. Give us a little music here, Hutch. All right. Animal, I'm going to come over here. Okay. Ultimate fighting rules. Fingerless gloves.
All right.
2 out of 3 falls. Whoever walks out the door under his own steam by the end of the commercial is genetically better. Okay, ready? Start the commercial, Hutch. Here we go.
David Lee Roth, 92.3 Free FM.
Give me some slide, brother. Play it, Lily. Let your hair down.
DavidLeeRoth.com. Roth Radio. I'm D-Row. Got an email here from Brian in Louisville, Kentucky. I even know how to pronounce it. Da-da down in Louisville.
Louisville. Better ride in Louisville, Kentucky. All the way
down.
Let your head down, baby. He asks here, Dave, being in martial arts, are Asian people built differently? You bet they are. If you've ever tried to do judo above 6 feet tall, there's virtually no way to slide under there. The whole thing is your center of gravity is in that haunch, man. That's got to go down below the other guy's center of gravity. When you're like Mr. Shikai, who was in here a few weeks ago, my kendo teacher, you see how he looks? He's high speed, low drag, man. He fits under. In terms of doing all those kicks and stuff like that, the closer to the ground you are, the better, man. You ever watch some little guy playing soccer? They make right-hand turns, 90 degrees. That's what it sounds like. If you drew it with a pencil, they think you used a ruler. North, west. It just turns that quick. Seriously. Uh-oh. Speaking of, let's ask Sean White. He's the Olympic gold medalist. He has been in Page Six. He left with a couple of supermodels last night. Let's see what Sean thinks about this. He's our Olympic gold medalist, downhill snowboarding champion. Sean, how are you today?
What's up, Dave?
We're looking at your picture here in the Page Six. Who are these gorgeous babes?
All right. They were just some friends that I made.
Just some friends that I made when I went to Torino in front of 20 million people and just got this little belt buckle. It's amazing how they're drawn to the bling, huh?
No, it was crazy because we're walking through there, and I mean, man, it was intense. You thought all the people would be yelling at the players, but like, man, I had a lot of people yelling at me, like, "Tomato, come over here," you know.
Of course,
you're the medal. And then I walked by, and those two were standing there, and got introduced, and ended up running around with them.
And there you go. A life spent in sport comes to tragic, dissipating, bacchanalian debauchery. I salute you totally, my friend.
You know, like, it was weird, though, because I figured, you know, the models, and they'd be like, you know, kind of all over themselves, but they were freaking, they were just really cool.
There you go. Okay, now the subject today, Sean, is are black people genetically better at sports than white people? this is the conversation that got Jimmy the Greek fired for making a comment about this, but we're getting all sides of this with a great sense of humor. What's your take on this?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think it's just like, honestly, like, I've got a bunch of friends that are really awesome, like, black snowboarders.
Okay, because...
Mine, his name's Q Dilly. He's sick. He's so good.
And let me ask you this. Do you think that if Animal wanted to learn snowboarding, that you would be able to give him lessons? Because he's talking about it. He's really... Yeah. He's an athlete. And would you be able to teach Animal how to snowboard?
I've seen the Animal. I bet he could.
Okay. Okay, now suppose that there was a whole cadre of animals and they decided to have a hockey team. Would us little skinny white boys even have a chance?
I mean, it would be tough. We'd have to train. Okay, we'd have to focus.
You know what? I was about to tell you the same thing about supermodels. You got to train. You got to focus.
You got to be on it, right?
You got to watch what you eat. And make sure you do us proud. How long are you in New York City for, Sean?
I'm here for like one more day.
Excellent. What do you got planned coming up here? Go ahead.
I'm running up to the Pepsi office space. It's going to be crazy because you go up there and it's like this whole campus and like they're all really excited because I kind of brought home the gold with Mountain Dew, so they want
to
go.
We're talking to the gold medal winner for the snowboarding. His name is Sean White. Your guitar teacher wants to talk to you.
I got to ask Brian. I'm doing this extra thing later, right?
Say what? What are you doing?
And I'm doing this like extra edition thing later.
Sure.
But I don't want to do it alone, man. You got to come. You got to come hang out.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I thought like we could go like buy some guitars or something.
Sounds like a plan, dude.
Brian, yeah, he's talking to Brian Young. He came here yesterday to talk to me and spent the entire morning talking to B. Young, who is now his official guitar teacher emeritus. By the way, it's B. Young, B-E, Young, with an exclamation point.
All right. We
awarded him the exclamation point because he made it through 8 weeks in the Lions Den here, the entire broadcast career. You guys going to go jam? You going to play guitars today?
Yeah, I guess we're going to go, what, guitar shopping?
Sounds good, man.
Extraordinary.
Call me after the show.
I think it's genetic. Sean, thanks for giving us a call.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me.
Have yourself a great one.
See you, Sean.
I hate it.
Hit up the phones there, Hutch. They don't want to wait.
Oh,
Roth gang. Go ahead, take it from the top, man.
Let's get some women on there. How about Gail?
Gail, you're on Roth Radio. You're talking to David Lee. What's up, Gail? So what do you think? Are black people genetically better snowboarders than Sean White?
Well, I don't know about snowboarding, but if you look at the Kenyans and marathons, and why is it that the Africans are, and the Kenyans or anyone for that matter, why are they the ones winning? It's nature versus nurture.
Well, the capacity to run really fast from an African nation today is probably based in the political climate more than anything else, as in, quick, get out.
Well, sure, but, they're spending all those time being chased by cheetahs for a look at their history, and if you had a big animal chasing you, you'd be running pretty fast, too. So.
This is the most racist moment. But you know what? Virtually everybody is saluting. You know, whether or not you think it's politically correct to say this kind of stuff, this is exactly why they hired me. I'm the only one who's going to bring it up with a big smile and say, of course we all talk about this. And,
right.
And of course we all agree. Animal, we salute you.
I'm not racist. And, I like to call and stir the pot a little bit.
Yes, you're racist. Of course you're racist.
Absolutely.
And I think there's such
really
a thing as positive racist and negative racist, okay? I think that some people are way better at some things than others. You don't agree with me?
No.
Oh, stop lying, you little tramp. Animal, what do you think of this phone call?
I was going to ask, has she ever been with a black guy?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting. Because there was there was an old saying, once you go black, you never go back. But then the white boys came up with, once you go white, you've been done right. So we had to come up with something else. We came up, once you go black, does anything else fit?
Okay, we're back. Roth, I can't top you, man. You get one Red Bull and Animal, And it's Animal's house, man.
Oh, let me tell you what I did.
The whole card house falls in on me. This is like, now I know. Sometimes I worry, man. Sometimes my voice is a little hoarse. Sometimes the driver loses his way. I have no more cares in the world as far as my broadcast career. All I got to do is open up my Animal's microphone here. You had a thought. Something's telling me.
Oh, man. Like with the Red Bull, man, you take some Red Bull, take a pair of... Jessica Simpson underwear and put in it after she warmed 3 days, put a pair of Echo Wheel socks in it, and then spray it with Raid and then drank it. That will make you run very fast to the toilet.
866-313-3733. Pick them up, brother. Each one.
All right. Stacy Cleveland.
Stacy, you're in here. Go ahead, Stacy. Do you agree or disagree with this mess? Go ahead.
I agree to a certain extent, but I also disagree in that I know from my physiology training that you can actually change, you know, what you are.
Yeah, but you're talking about going to the gymnasium and pumping up your muscles, right?
Right.
Okay, well, do you think that there's a genetic predisposition that says black people are just flat out better at sports?
I'm not going to say flat out better at sports. For instance, my younger brother is adopted, and he is a mulatto. Coming into a white family, and he is by far much better at everything he does in a physical way than any of us biological kids were.
And how old was he before you came to this astonishing realization?
When he was like 6 months old, he was running circles around all of us.
Like Animal, he was prying the bars of the bed apart, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was full throttle from the time he started walking.
You mean like Animal, he pried the tray up off the high chair and bent it into a hat, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And anything he did, he was great at. He was a BMXer from the time he could ride a bike. He did football, he did basketball, track. I mean, he was just awesome at all of it.
You should see Animal bite a basketball, man, like a pit bull. All right, we're going to decide this finally and foremost. Okay, Animal? Okay, we're going to arm wrestle. All right? Oh, turn him up there. We're going to arm wrestle. We're going to go 2 out of 3 times. Okay? We have until the end of the commercial coming up here, right? Whoever whips each other 2 out of 3 times is genetically superior. You ready?
Ready.
Hit the commercial. Go ahead. Here we go.